Monday through Friday by the makers of Ovaltine.
Now, if you're one of the millions recovering from a heavy cold or from an attack of the prevailing grip, if you're feeling run down and under par from illness, you'll be glad to know this. Many doctors are advising Ovaltine to build up strength and vigor following sickness. In fact, in thousands of hospitals, Ovaltine is served regularly as a strengthening, building food for these two reasons. First, Ovaltine supplies food elements absolutely necessary to rebuild muscle, nerve, and body cells, to regain normal weight, strength, and vitality. And Ovaltine also furnishes high-energy foods to fight that tired feeling and bring back your old-time pep and vim. And this is important. Ovaltine is specially processed for easy digestion, and so it can build you up when your weakened system may not be able to tolerate ordinary foods. Second, as you probably know, Ovaltine is one of the world's richest food sources of vitamins and minerals. Now, those vitamins and minerals are usually deficient in convalescent diets, but you must have them for robust health. Two or three glasses of Ovaltine a day give you important amounts of vitamins A, B1, DG, and minerals, calcium, phosphorus, and iron to speed the return of strength and vigor. So, if you or any member of your family are just recovering from a cold or an attack of the prevailing flu, why not turn to Ovaltine at once, as so many doctors are advising? Drink it two or three times a day and see if you don't begin to pick up quickly and build back far faster to your normal vigor and health. Why not order a jar of Ovaltine and start taking it tonight? And say, have your photograph ready at the close of tonight's adventure for another swell Secret Squadron signal session. And now, on with the exciting chapter, Suicide Squadron, with Captain Midnight. Last time, you remember, the cruel Admiral Himokito, enraged at the failure of his pilots to shoot down more of the American dive bombers roaring to meet the oncoming flying fortresses, ordered his airmen to dive four abreast at the compact American formations in the hope of colliding with them. Captain Midnight and Ichabod Mudd are flying the tail position of the fourth flight, which has now been reduced to five planes. Directly ahead of them is the plane flown by Chuck with Joyce in the rear gunner seat. And ahead of Chuck is Lieutenant Mark Cross. Our present scene opens in Chuck's plane. The young pilot is looking anxiously above at the four diving Zeros, while Joyce is drawing a bead on one of the Jap planes through her gun sights. Listen as Chuck exclaims,
"Which one are you taking?"
"I'm taking the second from the left. The way they're diving, that'll be the nearest to me."
"Each one of our planes will have to take a different Jap. If we all take the same one, we'll be blown up. SS-2 to SS-1. My rear gunner taking second Jap plane from left. You act accordingly. Over."
"SS-1 to SS-2. I'm taking last Jap plane on left. Lieutenant Cross, take note. Lieutenant Cross, weather pilot's fourth flight. My gunner taking second jet plane from right."
"Lieutenant Russell, weather pilot, fourth flight. My gunner taking left plane on right."
"Good work. We all understand each other. The extra plane will shoot at the jet closest to it. Watch it now. Here they come."
"They're getting closer. Remember what Captain Midnight said, Joyce."
"I know. Not to let them get too close."
"Let them have it. That's good stuff. You hit his engine. One wing's crumpling. He's bursting into flame. Loop the whole plane. Not turning and getting in
the fortress. Oh, good."
Four flights of dive buses above, below, and on each side of the fortresses. Above the American planes, looking down upon them from a Jap fighting plane, is Admiral Himokito. Handling the controls is the Air Officer Commander Ichi. Admiral Himokito is in a towering rage. Listen as he shouts,
"Our pirates are cowards. They have not stopped dive bombers."
"But your excellency, the pilots have followed your orders. Four planes at a time drive on the Americans."
"But I saw only one American plane go down, and many of our planes were destroyed. I shall have these pirates cut for shot."
"American dive bombers have taken positions protecting flying fortresses. Our pilots are waiting for your orders."
"American planes are divided into many formations, but they are crossed together. A plane diving through whole group could not fail to hit one of them."
"That is so, Excellency. Our fighters are already above Americans. They are in position to dive now. Shall I give the orders?"
"Yes. 10 of our planes will dive each time and head for our heart of American group. They will fire as they dive and not turn aside. Each of our pirates will fly directly for American plane. These American planes must not reach island, even if it costs us every plane we have."
"Yes, Excellency. I will radio the order now."
And now, we return to the American formation. On the left flank of the huge group flying close to the fortresses on that side is the fourth flight of Marine dive bombers in which Captain Midnight, Chuck, and Lieutenant Cross are flying as members. The Marine pilot who started as flight leader was the first one shot down. And since that time, Captain Midnight has taken his place. In the rear cockpit of Captain Midnight's plane, Ichabod Mudd is gazing anxiously at the huge Jap formations in the sky above. Listen as he exclaims,
"I don't like it, Captain. Them Japs is getting ready for something."
"I know it, Iggy. What's the matter with..."